All right, and thanks for sticking around. Let's listen to Scott ruin your podcast.
Plug us.
There's so much alcohol on the floor.
I know, it's booze everywhere. Hey, welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast, the podcast that's recorded live in the Green Room Lounge in Comedy City, and it's a Thursday night.
In DePere, Wisconsin.
In DePere, Wisconsin. Such a welcoming crowd. That guy's like, right front row, arms crossed, and like frowning at us. This woman's like, bored. She's sad, but this is, oh my god.
Because
it's been such a weird fucking night already.
But at least it's half and half women, half men. This is the first time this ever happened.
And a fourth hermaphrodites.
Fourth? We'll figure it out before the end of the show.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was like a fourth.
Take charge, Scott.
Well, that's 125%. Half.
Thanks, Willy Wonka.
All right.
No one knows where we're going.
No.
Where the dicks and the vagina start flowing.
Oh, what? Dicks are flowing.
Hermaphrodite.
Hey, fun thing. I just read on the intranets about the Willy Wonka, the thing you were doing.
The song?
Yeah, but also like all the sets and everything that they'd go into.
Yeah.
They wanted the kids to have this look of like, whoa, this is awesome.
So they didn't show it to them?
They didn't show any of that shit to them. They also didn't show them the on the boat thing.
No.
They didn't tell them. They were like, we'll go away on a boat and then things will happen. Oh. They didn't plan that out. Yeah, that whole part where they're terrified, they didn't know. And so those looks of terror are real looks of terror. Them going, like, oh, fuck.
Can you realize, because back then when they made the movie, it was different times. Can you imagine?
Yes, back then it was different times. Good.
Oh, my God.
Good observation.
Right. Oh, my God. I was saying, can you imagine if you would have done that in today's world?
Right.
And all of those parents would have just sued the studio into bankruptcy? They would have all done, like, you made my child expose.
But on the plus side, it would have just been green screen and it would have been bullshit.
It's very true. Yeah.
Actually, that...
But yes, you're right.
That like, tunnel was kind of real, like, semi-real?
The kids didn't know what was going to happen.
The weird shit was going
to
happen?
I mean, I don't know how real it looked to them compared to on screen, but it was, you know...
I wonder if...
Him just doing that and then just screaming. That part right at the end where he goes...
Awesome. I wonder if like his song was real or if like they just like cut to them reacting and then they just did him.
I like to believe it was all in one take.
I would love that with 80 cameras,
yes.
With the different things that was happening.
Oh, good news! We got rid of the one audience.
No, they're getting drinks. They're fine or not? Who cares?
They did that in Alien also when the thing pops out.
Oh yeah. It might have been the same article that I read.
That they didn't
was it about, cracked? About six surprising moments in movies you never realized.
That'll blow your mind? I don't know. Probably.
This homeless man decided to pick up a trumpet. What happens next will blow your mind.
You know what?
He explodes.
You know what needs to happen now? Is what? Because like, he plays a trumpet. What needs to happen is like he picks it up and he's just really bad at the trumpet. Oh, that blew my mind. What are you fucking doing?
I was going to eat licorice.
No, but you're not...
Why are you eating
licorice? Yeah, but you're doing it in an audio format as loud as fucking possible with your little... No, slowly take the bag out.
No,
while I'm in the middle of a conversation.
By the way, can we admit the worst part about this is he didn't offer it to either of us?
No, he didn't. No, I think the worst part is he did the crumbly bag. Second worst, he didn't offer it.
Yeah.
Take it out. Take it out.
I was going
to... Oh, shh. Take the bag out. Go ahead.
I was going to offer it.
Take the bag out.
You slapped me.
Take the bag out.
That was... I will say, that was a rather aggressive slap, Mike.
Shh. No, not you. Shh.
What? Who? Who?
Jesus. Me. For me to stop talking.
It's a plastic bag.
Yes. And we were talking.
Fine, John. Do you want one?
It better not be drugs.
It's not drugs. It's cane sugar.
It's a lot of drugs.
It better fucking be drugs.
All right, John. I will say...
It was an aggressive slap. I'm
sorry. You overdo slaps sometimes.
Sometimes.
You slapped me in the back of the head really hard during the New Year's Eve show.
What? He's just bringing up old things.
Yeah, that's this last one.
So, John, actually, speaking of...
What was the scenario? I want to know. I apologize that it was over...
I did call him Mike Hoff, and it sounded like Jack... no, I called him Jack Hoff.
Jack Hoff.
So you slapped me really hard in the back of the head.
Yeah.
That's all.
I apologize.
I'm not saying it wasn't justified.
I apologize now.
Thank you. I knew you were sorry. I knew you were being like a gut reaction of, just in case the crowd hates this, here's your justification. Still hurt.
I've also been slapping Dave Arndorfer lately in the head, and when I slap him, he's bald. Don't the bald, and when you head slap, he gets good sound.
So it sounds worse than it.
But you kind of had to hit it hard enough. And so when I hit you, I think I was aiming for Dave's head in my mind, and I apologize. I do apologize.
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't want to be known as the guy who hits people.
No, it's...
What's happening off stage? Is he... Uh-huh.
Ideally, what's happening off stage is they're relating to the thing I'm saying, and it's funny.
Oh, this guy's going to hit a bunch in the back of his head.
Yeah, because it makes a good sound, right? It makes a great sound. No.
What happened? She was doing yoga back there?
Just now?
This night will never end.
I don't know. Okay. So, this morning when I was on my way to work, I was thinking...
All right, we got a quick 25.
This is like my hell. In my nightmares, when I have nightmares about shows, here's what happens. Is the crowd is dimly lit, and they're kind of wandering around while we do a show, and they're not paying attention. They're not booing. That's the worst. My nightmare of a show is an audience who's just kind of not paying attention.
Yeah,
wandering and doing their own shitty thing, saying their own shit, randomly talking, crumpling bags, doing fucking yoga in the back of the room. This is a nightmare show. The only thing that's making it good is that I'm getting. I've been fed a lot of alcohol.
Yeah,
but it's a drink I don't even fucking like.
Right, old fashioned's not that good.
Old fashioned,
they're okay.
I don't like it. But he keeps shoveling them at me.
Because the brandy is so good that it's like, we'll take a couple more, Todd. And so, that's the thing. Oh, by the way, crazy thing. I'm sorry, Scott. You can jump in at any point.
Oh, okay.
So I woke up and I have really vivid dreams. If I wake up like a half hour before my alarm, I go back to sleep and
put it back. That's good.
That was his dad's dick. In him.
Don't put it back.
Go. Dead in him. Did you just say like a sentence?
My God.
No, we're good.
So last night, I had a vivid dream where I was in a mall with Matt Anderson and my brother. And then all of a sudden, you and Garth Zimmerman started shooting up a mall.
Least likely people to do that.
Right. But we're on the out, like, so here's the thing is, like, it was funny because I was sitting there with me, Matt, and my brother, and we were kind of like, I was like laying against like a coat rack or something, and all of a sudden I see you like just come out with like a full on Tommy gun, and I slowly like butt crawl like a dog does out of the mall area.
Forward?
No, like backwards.
Reverse.
Like reverse butt
dog.
Revert butt scrape. And so you just start lighting it up. And so, like, we were going across the mall, and it was just a tale of me and Matt escaping the mall while you and Garth shot places up. And then the people from Kansas City, Clay and Anita Morgan, we ran into them. And then I woke up.
Was I angry looking?
You were kind of neutral, both of you. You were just kind of like, I'm meant to do.
Strangely more terrifying.
Right?
So, don't worry, people are just talking now.
Scott,
for those of you who haven't been
here podcast
here before,
and now the podcast.
So for those of you who haven't been here before, this is a podcast where we talk about stuff. Just like in Aliens, when the chest burster, they didn't tell him what it looked like, so they actually screamed in real life.
Stop eating licorice.
No, I do it every time I get interrupted. So I've ate like 17 pieces already.
Is that your passive-aggressive thing that you're doing tonight?
Yes. It was going to be a topic, but now I'm doing it passive-aggressively.
Nope. All right, yeah. You had originally said my name, so what were you going to bring up? Sorry.
Oh. So I saw on Facebook, you were talking during your stand-up, you said, you have a house now, but then you talked about your dog.
Yeah.
But I heard you had some house problems recently, but I didn't see anything else on that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You, Gary emailed saying you were having house issues.
House problems.
Oh, right. We're having a problem with our sump pump.
Sub pump.
Sump.
Sub pump.
No, it's a sump pump.
It's sub pump.
Nope. It's don't try this. You're gonna take my bit and reverse it, and I get what you're doing. It's
I'm
a sump pump.
Oh, bit killer John. Bit killer John.
I'm like Missy Elliott.
It's a sump
and reverse it.
Man, water and reverse it. All right. So what happened is that last winter when it was balls cold.
Sorry, I just thought of reverse the sump pump. It's a faucet. Continue.
Kind of, but I think the shit comes out.
That deserves a 5-minute applause. Just let everyone know. 15 seconds will do. All right, and so... So what happened is that the outside froze of our sump pump on the outside, and so we got a box. Like my father-in-law made a whole box to insulate it. But this year, the underground froze, like the pipe going underground, so it still is leaking and having problems. So we spent all Sunday concocting something. And here's the thing. Argument. We had a half-hour argument. We were yelling, and that's how we're going to figure it out. We go to the garage. There's actually a piece of pipe perfectly fit to have a connector on there, so it just goes into the yard during cold times. Oh. But it's annoying because no other fucking area has to deal with this except fucking Wisconsin and Midwest, where sump pumps are freezing. Like any other place I could live, you just have a sump pump and it's fine. But you live in a fucking cold state, every year you have to deal with new problems.
But then how come you didn't post any of that on Facebook?
Because it wasn't funny. Like, I have a bit about it, and it was between me and my wife, and then I just told Gary that I wasn't going to go hang out with him that night because I was dealing with sump pump issues.
Sump pump.
I was hoping it was something funnier, but I guess I was wrong.
No, just house shit.
He didn't post it because it wasn't funny.
I know, but he posts not funny things all the time.
Example?
The baseball cards thing.
Oh, yeah, those are hilarious. I find those hilarious.
See, I knew you would, because last year we talked about my figure thing, and then I have a Topps cards. Yeah. The one that you guys would come back from
Eagle River.
And so now a guy is sending me some, and there's some on Amazon I'm going to buy, where you can buy 100 cards for like $5. And so I think that's going to be my new Instagram account, is I'm just going to post old baseball cards, and Scott's going to hate it. But
yeah, you're now the target market, Scott.
Yeah. Were we going to... Oh, shh, John, close your ears for a second. What were we talking about? We're going to unfriend him on Facebook for something during the show. What was it?
Oh, we're going to unfriend him. We're just going to unfriend him on...
Oh.
Right now, on during the
you're
podcast.
You're going to unfriend me?
During the podcast, yeah. We're going to unfriend you.
Why?
I don't remember exactly.
I don't know. The threat's been out there. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
if it happens, it
defriend
happens.
John Egan. Hashtag.
Scott posts yeah, so it was much a, it that
was
I noticed.
It was a hashtag. The ongoing hashtag defriend.
Oh, did the defriend John
yeah.
Egan?
Yeah. We thought that we'd call the bluff and actually unfriend you.
Yeah. Gary did for a bit.
For a bit or for a moment?
Oh, for like a moment, like he not did like for a, like a day. A oh, no, like I said that. I did it when it was, I joined the annual Be Annoying on Facebook day, and he defriended me, and then the next day I got, oh, I guess he defriended me, and he did the hashtag.
Oh.
Terrible story.
This
Scott,
is,
topics?
You're right. This is the nightmare episode,
very
I think.
Very strange.
This is...
Stop fucking touching that licorice.
I will throw that away. I will throw that. I will
it's
slap
so
you.
Loud.
But it's good though, right?
No, it's so good.
That's
you know
not
what?
The point.
At like in like 20 minutes, we can have so much fucking licorice. Like, oh, we can have we can have so much licorice.
I have two more bags in the car.
That's amazing. Where'd you get it?
Uh-oh, what's the name of it?
I don't know.
Walgreens.
You forgot what Walgreens is?
I'm having
we made that guy leave.
He's going to get some Walgreens licorice.
Yeah. That's obviously but, obviously what he's doing.
Speaking of, this is a topic I want to talk about. John. Oh, fuck. I got to blow my thing. Licorice.
Yeah.
I wrote it down.
What's up?
I like it. Okay. Question.
I like most kinds, yes.
If you say, okay, let's say, first thing comes to your head. Licorice, what do you think?
Twizzlers.
Okay. Why?
That's what... That's,
Twizzlers is the least good why? Licorice.
That's not true.
That's so true.
It's because that's what I grew up with, and Red Vines always had a weird reaction to me. I don't know if when I was a kid and I had one, and I didn't like it, but I've never been a fan of Red Vines. I'm always a Twizzler person. Everyone's either or. That's what happens.
I know. I'll eat Twizzlers, but it's not that good tasting.
And I'm the opposite. I like Twizzlers, but I think of those that are Red Vines.
I'm going to go on record saying I don't like licorice.
At all? That's why you gave me half a piece back.
Yeah, I had some thinking, okay. Well, because it looked different and weird and new. I thought, oh, maybe I'll give it a try. Yeah.
So I would say those are good. You don't even like black licorice, anything like
for
weird?
For sure, no. Oh, okay. That's even worse.
I just didn't know, because some people don't like licorice who like black licorice.
But yeah.
Licorice.
It's always been like the dad's job to eat like the black jelly beans and the black licorice.
Yep, yeah.
But like you're
it.
A dad.
I know, and I don't like it. I don't
you
think
just toss it?
Yeah, I just give it to Scott.
No, I mean, like, if you had, like, say, like, your kid left just black licorice, would you just toss it?
Yeah,
you know, probably, yeah. Okay. Because some people are weird about that. They're like, well, I can't waste it. It's like, fuck it, just throw it away. If you don't like it, who cares? Get that shit out of
the house. Give it to homeless people.
Or if you don't want to waste it, just accidentally drop it when you're at home. Just go, oh, no, I dropped it in the dirt. And then you can throw it away.
Yep.
It's true.
I or you can just throw it away.
No, I have to give a reason. I drop it. I'm like, oh no.
I drop a licorice on the dirt.
I'm so sorry.
I must have thrown it away along with the bag. It's
such
tainted.
A dirty road in the middle of January in Wisconsin.
Oh, is this a quiet church? Let me reach into my bag of licorice and eat some.
I was going to say, because that's what I do sometimes if I have an apple that's bad. I'll just be like, oh no, and I squish it, and then I throw it away.
So that homeless people can't have it?
No, because they're not going to go in my garbage
can. Why do you not want homeless people to eat?
Why are you squishing the apple?
Because then I have a reason to throw it away.
The reason is it's because it's bad.
Yeah.
So why do you need to squish it?
But I don't, because I don't feel bad about throwing it away.
But it's bad. That's, you don't.
But it's bad. It's
yeah.
Bad. So you wouldn't eat it anyway.
That's your reason.
So why do you have to destroy something? Because you can't have it.
That's my life, John.
That's the root of the problem.
Oh my God.
That'd be so amazing if at this point Scott like changed his whole life because he destroys everything he can't have.
You owe John like $30 for therapy just now.
I don't have it.
I'll take a bag of licorice.
That costs
not opened.
Make sure it's a loud and crinkly bag.
They have other flavors. This is
I
want
to explore this. No.
Strawberry.
So what other things do you realize that you like destroy or sabotage because you can't have? Women.
Yeah.
Cars.
Yeah.
You destroy cars?
Sometimes.
That's a joke.
In Grand Theft Auto, I do.
She was offended you destroy cars. Not offended, destroy women. Like, you destroy women? She's like, yeah. That sounds about right. Destroy cars. You destroy cars?
Those cost money. The good ones do.
So do
women.
Yeah, that's true. Damn it.
Zing.
You got it there. Do you just put that in mine?
I put your bottle cap in your soda. I'm sorry.
I would like to also go on record. This is our worst podcast.
No, it's no.
Hey.
So far.
It is. I'm liking the four people that are sitting. Five, six, seven. Holy shit.
There's a bunch of
There's actually a lot of people here
there's
watching.
All random people wandering around in the dark. I'm really. This is my nightmare. Maybe I'll go with that. This is my nightmare podcast.
Is it?
It is.
How can we make it worse?
How can we make it worse?
Oh, booing.
Oh, it's getting worse already. No, if one of you just got up. And started doing something totally different.
Oh.
That would make it work.
I thought you just got to leave. I almost did that when you guys were talking about paint. Were you talking about paint?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Sump pumps.
No, before that.
Yes.
Paint. I don't know.
We were talking about paint.
And it would have been the best podcast ever.
Okay, so paint or sump pumps?
I don't know.
No, you're leaving.
Just check the recording.
Oh, pee. We talk about pee.
Don't listen to the audience.
Dogs.
Do you have topics?
I did, but I don't know. I have drums, but we already covered that last time.
Question: do you guys air this on like a radio station?
No,
it's on iTunes.
This is going live to about 10,000 people right now.
Maybe
we're
amazing.
Actually like we're even with Kimmel's numbers currently.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to.
It's going well, actually.
We are. It's on iTunes.
Actually,
on iTunes, put Scott Does Stuff. But it's Scott Ruins Your Podcast. So like once a month you'll get this, but if Scott Does Stuff, then you'll get like month of movies and Scott Does Stuff and other random stuff.
But right now we're going to take callers. So caller, go ahead.
Hi, this is Jen Smoothie. We're here.
What's your name, sir? Why would we put you on air without saying your name or where you're from?
Jen Smoothie. It's Jen Smoothie.
All right, sir. Alabama. Here's Tammy. How you go, Tammy?
Hey, it's me too.
All right, we're going to hang up on her because we couldn't understand a fucking word she was saying.
That's why we don't take callers.
That's why we don't take callers. The lines are lit, but we're going to have to wait for another caller.
No, if they're lit.
Nope, I'm impatient. I don't want to deal with any of them. I'll wait for them to hang up and for other people to call.
You know what we should do? I think from now on.
A podcast?
We should pretend that we're in a different room. Just like we can describe.
Like where?
Like, because people that listen
the
to
conservatory?
This. Because people that listen to this might not know
the
where.
The kitchen?
We are.
With the wrench?
We could
billiard room.
Pretend
with Professor Plum.
What room do I pretend to be in?
I don't know. John just made it feel like we're in one of those PBS things where we're sitting at a table with all the phones and everyone's in the background like, oh, if you call now, you get a sweater with this name on it. And then you get to say...
Ah, welcome to the Red Green right. Show telethon. If you donate $30, we'll give you a red green mug and one of this weird guy's flannel jackets.
Yeah.
So for the podcast, you want to project...
That we're in a different like full room
every episode. Right.
You know why? This is how many audience members. The amount of times you promoted this podcast this week equals the amount of members that came to watch it.
True.
Zero
members,
people, audience
members. No one came here to watch this. Nope. Nope. They came. Your brother does not count. He drove you here. That doesn't count.
That's called let me go before he commits suicide.
Actually, I drove him here, so he had to come.
Ah, point of order, Your Honor.
He had to come. That's what she said. Pshew! 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 This is the worst podcast.
I don't know how to get it.
No, we're doing fine. We're just joking about it. You dropped your notebook.
Amiibos. Do you know what Amiibos are, John?
Amoebas?
Amiibos.
No.
Amoebas? You don't know what Amiibos are?
No.
Amoebas?
Here's the problem that I have.
Are you saying Amoebas?
With Amoebas.
Okay.
Amoebas. They're so hard to get. The ones you want?
Wait, are you talking about...
I want to see if he knows what this is.
Amiibos?
I don't know what this is.
Are you talking about emojis?
No, Amiibos. I just want to see where... If anyone... Okay, I want to see what John thinks of this. I just need to get 1, 2, 3, 4 I'm just missing 6 of them.
Of Amiibos?
7
of
them.
Amiibos?
Yeah.
In Super Smash Brothers?
What's the singular of Amiibos?
Fuck you.
Did I predict it?
You know, this thing... John, Bit Killer is John.
I got out of my first guess.
Good.
I can't reach my notebook.
Because this is what happens when people post about things. I kind of remember them because I have a good memory. So when they bring something up a month later, I probably assume they're still working on the game.
He cares.
Okay, then John, what are they?
They are tiny creatures that you use to to power up Zelda, the green character from Legend of Zelda, so you can use it in a different level.
That was a great game.
What? So they're creatures you power up.
Yeah.
To get to a different level?
Yeah.
All right.
In Super Smash Brothers, so like you can face off against Bowser and be like, I have a power sword with 5 amiibos. And he's like, I'm Bowser and I only have 10, but you have a different power level, so I'm going to be able to hit you. And then you go up to 3 bars and then you unleash your super attack where you do like sword poke, shield attack, link throw, princess save, and then you like can go on the next amiibo challenge.
For those new to the podcast, we're about halfway through right now.
I want John to make a video game because that's nothing else.
I like John's game.
I do. I
like that because that brings back memories because my parents first did was when I always pretended to be Princess Toadstool when I was a kid.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay.
That was their first game.
Yeah. To be fair, I sometimes dress up in dresses and I love the pussy. Nope.
No.
All right.
This is not audience question answer time. No.
Wait. Again, the thing is, you gotta. Wait, you wore dresses?
No, but it wasn't. Yeah, it was like a complete falsehood.
I know, but I'm John, why do you always ruin my jokes, John?
Because you drink ginger ale.
Ginger ale tastes like ginger. Has real ginger flavor.
Or ale.
Made from real ginger, it says. 100% natural flavors. Does your beer have 100% natural flavors?
What?
100% natural flavors, John.
What?
Does it have it?
Mostly.
Does it?
I'm assuming.
How many sodium milligrams does it have?
According to Budweiser, that craft
that's
beers
Miller Lite.
Are wusses. I was going to bring up a subject you literally interrupted me from the...
Eat a licorice, John.
You know what would be awesome is if you realize that this is just a... character Scott's been playing this whole time. This whole thing is a fake thing.
Yeah.
You got me.
It's all performance art. He's a large black man.
What?
Small black man?
Yeah. Small. Short. I'm like this is like an exoskeleton.
Yep.
It's like I'm in Aliens again.
It's like a Jaeger.
Like, yeah. I was gonna say the thing that they lift crates in Aliens, but
oh, okay. That makes sense.
Which is the second Aliens reference tonight.
It is.
You're welcome.
And then every time you meet someone, they're like, put your hands off her, you bitch.
Put your hands off her?
Yeah. That's a quote from Aliens.
That was a classic line.
Put your hands off?
Yeah, she says that. She's like, put your hand. I'm drunk, I'm sorry. Get away from her, you bitch.
Get away from her, you bitch.
I think and then acid goes in the guy from Terminator.
Oh, no, this is a, get your darn hands off,
you damn dirty aliens. No, apes. No, that's Planet of the Apes.
But the aliens weren't aliens.
Play it again, Sam. I got you lucky punk.
I got you lucky punk?
You had your shoes all along to go home, you dumb whore.
You had me at I'll never let go, Jack.
Damn it, I was just gonna say never let go, Billy Zane.
Never let go, Billy Zane,
you're the Phantom, and I'm your savior.
I ain't got time to go to breakfast at Tiffany's.
That was two movies. Because he says in Predator, John, he says it. He says, I don't have time for bleeding. I don't have time to bleed.
No, we were done.
Yeah. No, we weren't.
We were done.
You got like four in. I got one amiibo in.
We were done.
I have to use my powers and level up.
All right. First topic.
Drums.
We have to be on secrets, right?
Oh, fuck. Okay. So, did you guys bring what I told you to bring last time?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Okay, yeah. You go first.
Sure did. What?
All right. I brought this Miller Lite can, and what we're going to do is we're going to play Spin the Bottle, and the loser
can.
Jacks me off.
What? It's a can.
Yeah, it's a bottle of can.
So, Mike, did you bring yours? I'm assuming that's a no. Thank God I forgot. Because remember, we're going to dig up our old live journals. Snakes on a plane.
I'm sorry. You forgot, but... And you knew we would forget. And yet you thought, well, let's bring this up so that no one has this thing.
But I knew I would forget. No, I knew... Wait.
You knew we would forget, and you knew you forgot. So why the fuck you bring it up?
No. I forgot...
Yep.
And then I knew you'd forget.
Yep.
So then I forgot to because I didn't. I knew you wouldn't.
Okay. And then you knew that John would forget. So why did you bring it up?
Because I knew I forgot it. Because I knew.
So there's nothing to have happened.
Mike, hold I think it's my shirt.
This is your shirt?
I think so. Did you get it from Venture?
No, I got it from Goodwill.
Oh, yeah. It still might be my shirt.
It might be. We may have given it to Goodwill and purchased it back.
It looks really familiar.
It wouldn't be the first thing that I bought.
What brand is it?
This is my work shirt.
Let's see. Let's see what brand. Is it Old Navy?
Arrow.
Might be.
It wouldn't be the first thing that I have repurchased from Goodwill, though.
Yeah. Wait, you've repurchased something you gave to Goodwill?
Oh, I had a
fuck.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
Umbrella with eagles on it. Swooping
eagles.
Down at you. It's awful. It's terrifying. And my daughter enjoyed it, but I thought it was weird and terrifying, so I gave it to Goodwill. Then we were at Goodwill like a week later, and she found it. And she said, oh, and made me buy it back.
So you paid for a nice person's salary.
25 cents. I mean, it was...
I'm sorry your umbrella was only worth 25 cents.
It's an umbrella. This is the worst show I've ever been on.
Scott, topics.
Every time I tried to bring it up, you guys interrupt.
Well, your topic was something no one brought.
You said drums for the eighth time in a row.
I know. But it's
but your other topic then was, hey, this thing that none of us can talk about, let's not talk about that.
Speed limit sign on the bridge. This feels really weird, John. You're way too close. The speed limit sign on the bridge. Does anybody else notice it sucks?
Which sign?
The one that like...
Lights up.
So it tells you your speed.
Tells you your speed.
Yeah. But,
okay. I always go the same speed across the bridge.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's higher. Sometimes it's lower. And it flashes if you're going too fast.
Yeah.
But sometimes it flashes when I'm going like 27. But I'm going 30.
Are there other cars around?
Sometimes there aren't.
Sometimes there aren't. Well, sometimes there are then, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is it possible that the sign is measuring those cars?
It is, because it's happened a lot to
Entirely possible, yes.
I go home that way every night, and it's really random.
Go home that way?
Yeah.
Where do you
work? I go home from work. I work downtown Green Bay.
Oh.
So in the interest of keeping interest with anyone listening to this, there's a bridge nearby, and there's a sign, the speed
that
limit.
That tells you your speed limit. That's kind of accurate.
Yeah. It radars you, and it is accurate. If you're on the bridge by yourself, you drive by, and it flashes the sign, you look down at your speed limit, you go, oh, that's about right. If there's anyone else on the bridge, it might be checking those cars. The world's not just about you, Scott.
That just killed that conversation so fast.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're right. It's a broken sign.
Oh, wow. Man.
Oh,
Mike, that's
sign.
Crazy. What's,
yeah, what's wrong with that sign?
Let's rise up and protest. We should burn down the bridge.
I hate technology and the future.
Podcast subjects from December 2018. I wrote...
Wait, December 2018?
Yeah.
You have topics up until 3 years from now?
Oh, no. That was when I wrote them. Sorry.
Yep, still from the future.
I wrote one up complaining. What's the deal with one-up complaining, John?
What do you mean one-up complaining?
Complaining, not,
oh, like one-upping somebody? Yeah. So if they're complaining about something, you have to complain about something else to make them better?
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it's annoying.
Oh, I think it's really annoying. And plus, every time, don't, why'd you look away when I was looking at you?
It was a bit. He looked at you, you looked at me, I looked at everything.
It's a visual bit.
I understand.
An audio podcast.
Yes, yeah, but if you didn't bring it up, life would have continued.
Yep.
Actually, turns out life continues either way.
All right. So one-upping.
Life finds a way.
Yes, well, I found annoying as well. What do you? How do you react to those people?
I hate them.
Do you react to them on Facebook? Do you confront them?
I just don't talk to them anymore.
Oh, I confront. I've been lately just confronting people who randomly post, like especially strangers. Like I posted something about vaccines, and someone posted randomly on my page, and I just went after them because I didn't give a fuck.
You don't know them, but they posted on your page about vaccines?
Because someone they knew. Apparently, there's a new thing on Facebook that if you post something and someone likes them, their friends will see on the news feed that they liked it, so then they'll just comment without knowing.
Oh.
Yeah, Facebook's been different lately.
It's not fun.
Well, yeah, but we're all pulled into it, and we have to just do what they say now.
Yes and no. I mean, I think a lot more people are on it less, in my opinion.
I've been
maybe less. Probably because I'm unfollowing a lot of people.
But where are we going to go now? Where will we go?
Twitter's big. Instagram, there'll be something else big. Tinder is Snapchat. I think people are sick of hearing everybody's shit now.
How is Tinder going to be a place where you go and like things that people do?
It's a social thing that people will use instead of Facebook. Because when Facebook first started, it was solely made so people within the same colleges could connect and meet each other.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many girls I hooked up with Facebook the first 2 years it existed.
I can't tell you either.
You could tell us.
No, it was like 20.
Oh.
You hooked up with 20 girls?
Yes.
You hooked up with 20 girls?
In the first year?
Wait, when you say hooked up, what do you mean?
Anywhere from making out to third base.
20 girls you made
in
out.
1 year, in John? 1 year?
In 2 years, my last 2 years
we
of college.
I think.
Doubts.
Yeah, I think in my last 2 years of college, I friended 20 girls.
No, this
on
is not
Facebook.
About you, Scott.
What?
I have my doubts about
it. I'm dead serious. I had 2 party houses in a row. And when you have a party house, your stigma jumps up immediately. That's like if you go to
I think you used
house.
The word stigma wrong, but.
It has a certain
it's
perception.
Stigmata.
If you are like one of the like the people who runs the party house, like girls naturally talk to you.
So you made out with 20 girls in a year.
2 years, I was saying. Yes.
Because of a program.
Facebook.
Yeah, it's a program.
Yeah, girls would randomly message me, or I would meet them in class, and they'd find me, or I would find them, and
they're like, "Hey, want to make out?" Like, yeah, put it in my third base hole.
No, they would be like, "What are you doing tonight? Having people over?" Okay, can we come over with some friends? Yes, let's do this. Nah.
Why does it have to stop after college? Do it again.
No,
do it
I was
now.
Just letting you know because the first 2 years of Facebook was just still with colleges before it went to all adults.
I know, but do that now, John.
Say, I'm married.
Hey, yeah, but...
He has no motivation.
John, motivation.
No, he doesn't. You saying the word motivation doesn't give him motivation.
The only time I ever like hang out with people or see people on Facebook is if I'm making connections through comedy or random people who saw
I'm
me.
Okay with funny girls, John.
Then do it.
Then do it. You have the party house.
No, I don't have the party house anymore.
2 years in a row, John. You've had this house for 2 years.
When I was 21 and 22.
How?
We have to wrap up. There's no way this audio is going well.
No. The problem is, Scott, you're aware of this technology now that you didn't have then. You didn't utilize that. Now you.
But
know,
now, but now, Scott, you have Tinder, which literally removes the middleman.
Except you talk to robots.
I do understand that, but
all the time.
So fake people are on Tinder
all the time.
Spamming you?
Yeah, not spamming you, but they're like, "Hey, come to my place. It's a webcam."
Spam.
Is that spam?
Yeah.
I thought spam was like when they just send you 18 emails a day.
But you can get porn spam.
I know.
Do you?
I know. There's subscriptions. Not...
You subscribe to spam porn?
No! That's the joke, John. Bit killer Scott. John, I mean. Okay. What are you doing? What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Are we moving on to secrets?
Okay. Sure. Let's kill this while it's
still... Do you have more to say?
No. We've been going way too long. I mean, really, it's just been a...
We need to find a way to kill this and have at least old.
I'm sorry. This was supposed to happen last or next week.
But. Yeah, this was next week, John. But you had to go do comedy.
You guys are both on a remote.
Yeah.
So we had to go do comedy as well.
Yeah, we had to do comedy as well. So this is the week, and it's premature, and that's what no one likes: premature
like
babies.
My ejaculate.
I'm not high fiving that.
He didn't use the hand, so it's okay.
No, I'm not high fiving. My ejaculate.
My ejaculate.
No, it's my ejaculate.
Anyone's ejaculate. I'm not high-fiving anyone's ejaculate.
You're pronouncing jacket wrong.
Oh.
Do you ever get a jacket, a reused ejaculate at Best Buy?
So someone prematurely gave their jacket away to Goodwill?
Yes, and I bought it with eagles on it.
Like your umbrella. Hella.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, by the way. Have you heard the new Rihanna, Paul McCartney, Kanye West song?
I have not.
No.
4 or 5 seconds, really? It's fantastic, but it's kind of weird because the chorus is, I'm 4 or 5 seconds from Weiland, and Paul McCartney helped write that song, and all I can do is imagine him just being like, I don't know what you're saying, but right.
From Weiland.
I don't know what that means. Rihanna's singing. She's like, I'm 4 or 5 seconds from Weiland.
What does that mean?
That means like going crazy. Like I'm angry.
4, 2, 5 or 45?
No, 4, 5. Like she's 4 to 5 seconds away from going crazy.
I feel that Paul McCartney is a smart enough guy that she would just say, "Is this, it means this." And
yeah.
He would go, oh.
Yep. but I mean, he's just sitting there going, yep.
You know, they don't just improvise that song.
They do.
No, that song wasn't done in one.
No, every song's improvised. I realize that.
It wasn't done in one take.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But go.
Stairway to Heaven, one take.
Wow.
Fun fact.
4, 2, 5 or 4, T5?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, why you count? No. If you're like, oh, I'm this.
But that's the point. That's the style of the song. That's what I was saying. That's the whole point of the joke.
But you don't round upwards, though.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm 5 minutes away. 10 minutes away. You say, I'm five.
First of all,
four.
The fucking focus is because she says Weiland. Second of all, it's like, how do you not get that 4 or 5 seconds to Weiland means 4 to 5 seconds?
Because she's singing it long. She's like, I'm 4 or 5 seconds. But that's
Weiland.
Like, then
right,
she's,
it's already in her head.
Then she's, no, but then she's already Weiland.
No.
Or Wiley.
Yeah, Wiley Coyote.
Is that what it means? Wiley is like, he's wild?
4 to 5 seconds from being Wiley Coyote.
No.
What does Ringo have to say about all this?
He's dead.
Nope.
Which one's dead?
Two of them. Name them.
Both of them.
Name them.
Chris.
Full names.
John Lennon.
Okay.
And Ringy Dingy.
George. Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.